Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, how was church last night? Oh, we had a wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church, and always just seems to be what we need right in the middle of the week, and we've been focusing on first things first. Our theme for the year is Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God and His Righteousness, and so we're endeavoring to keep God in first place. That's where He deserves to be, and He is worthy of first place in our lives. So, hope you had a good church service where you were. That you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed right in the middle of the week. We're looking forward to the last Sunday of April coming up this Sunday. And that's always an exciting time. And then we'll be ready to turn the calendar into May. And lots happening in May. The mother-daughter banquet's in May. Mother's Day is in May. Our community fun fest is May 18th. We'll be saying more about that as we get closer to the date. And of course, Memorial Day is in May. A lot of things going on in the month of May. And we've got our oldest granddaughter graduating from high school at the end of May. So there'll be a lot of great things in the month of May as we look forward to that. But let's close out April well, shall we? 1 Timothy chapter 4. If a Bible's nearby, well, you can get a hold of that. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Paul writes these words to Timothy, his young man who he's training for the ministry. And he tells him to be an example of the believer. And in verse 10 he says, "Therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." He's Timothy. You're going to suffer some reproach if you live godly, because all they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And notice he reminds him that Jesus is the Savior of all men, but especially, or particularly, or chiefly of those that believe. Jesus will save all that come unto God by Him. Now, this last part then, he focuses on the true believer. In Timothy, he says, you're to be an example of the believer, a model, a pattern, if you will, of the believer. First of all, notice he says, in word. James reminds us that if any man's able to tame the tongue, the same is a mature Christian. The sign of spiritual maturity is not what you look like, but how do you talk? How do you talk? Oh, we've heard recently, and the last decade or so, times when people have said things come out of their mouth without realizing there's a microphone picking up every word. And can I tell you, there is a divine microphone that is picking up every word. The Bible says, "By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Oh, my friend, let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. Let's keep our talk pleasing to the Lord. Be an example of the believer in word. If we would record your words for 24 hours, would we come to the conclusion these are the words of a believer in Jesus Christ? Oh, let's guard the tongue and ask the Lord to help us to tame that tongue, that we would be an example of the believer in word. And then the Bible says, in our walk, that's what it means by conversation. The conversation now is deteriorated to just things we say, but in the Bible times, it wasn't just how you talked, but it's how you walked. More than words, it's your manner of life. You know the old saying, actions speak louder than words. So we're not just talking a good Christian life, we're walking the good Christian life. It's interesting. Wives who want to witness to a husband who may not be saved, I ask the question, have they seen a change in your life? 1 Peter 3 says you're going to win them by the conversation, by your conversation, by your behavior, by your walk, not your talk. You can, without the word, without a word, be won by the conversation or the lifestyle of the wife. That's why Paul would say, fellas, you follow me as I follow Christ. I'm going to walk the walk. I'm going to be an example of a believer, not just in word, but in my walk. And then he said, be an example in charity. Charity. Charity is leniency in judging others. It's giving help to those who need. In other words, I'm going to be very lenient before I'm judging somebody. Charity. Charity always wants the best for the other person. Charity always thinks the best. Remember 1 Corinthians 13, the great charity chapter? That charity suffers long and is kind. Charity thinketh no evil. Charity believeth all things, hopeth all things. You see, that's charity. Are you an example of charity? Then, example in spirit. In spirit. That's wanting to help somebody and keeping the right attitude while you're helping them. How's your attitude? Just as word is coupled with conversation, your charity is coupled with your spirit. Be charitable to others and don't grumble when you do it. The Bible says Daniel had an excellent spirit. That's what he's talking about here. Serve the Lord, help others, but do it with a good spirit. Do it with a good attitude. Be an example of believer in your attitudes. And then faith. Example of believer in faith. That's believing God. That's trusting God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And with faith, then, it is possible to please God. Walk by faith, not by sight. Make sure we're living daily by faith, by trusting God. Faith always has an object. And our object of our faith is God. In Hebrews 11, the great hall of faith chapter, all of them were moved by faith. By faith. Make sure that what you do by trusting God. Is your life an example of a life of faith? And then purity. Faith will lead to purity. If I'm not pure, it stems from a lack of faith. Purity means free from contaminating matter. Are you an example in purity? Do you guard what you watch? Do you guard what you read? Do you guard what you listen to? Will you ask yourself, is this causing me to be pure before God? That's a tall order, isn't it? To be an example of the believer in word, in conversation, or our walk, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Why am I going to do that? Well, here's how you do it. He says, give attendance. Give attendance. That means to stretch yourself. It means growth is going to take some change. If you're going to practice this as a believer, then there has to be some changes made. So you're going to have to stretch yourself a little bit. What am I supposed to give my attendance to? Reading. Reading? Yeah, not television, not radio, not the DVD, not the iPod, not the internet, not the podcast. Reading the Bible. Yeah, he has reference specifically here, I believe, to the scriptures. You're going to have success and peace and blessing and wisdom and knowledge and strength. That'll all come from the Bible. It's okay to read other things, sermons, biographies, leadership, newspapers. But listen, read. Oh, my friend, it's still true. Readers are the leaders. And so read. And then give attendance to exhortation. That means to urge out, urge people to get out of the old way and to walk in the new way with Jesus. It's decision time. Stir people up. I mean exhortation. I mean peel the bark. I mean shell the corn. I mean tear it up. I mean pitch fit. I mean blast away. Oh, my friend, you need exhortation. I urge you to get out of the old and into the new. You won't change otherwise. God has manifested his word through preaching, he told Titus. And so let's exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. And then we're supposed to not neglect doctrine. That's Bible teaching. We're stretching out over that Bible doctrine. Doctrine of salvation, doctrine of security, doctrine of inspiration, the doctrine of creation, doctrine of the second coming, doctrine of soul winning, doctrine of separation, doctrine of the church. Have you studied the Bible? Do you study to make show yourself approved unto God? Have you stretched yourself to know? How hard have you tried? And then neglect not the gift that is in thee. Don't and neglect there means to overlook by carelessness. Oh, my friend, don't leave it out. The gift in us, hey, what are the gifts in us? Salvation's a gift in us. What is the gift in us? Holy Spirit is a gift in us. The gift that God had given Timothy was the gift of being a pastor or a preacher. Make sure you don't overlook that. Make sure you don't neglect the gifts God's given you. God gives to everyone a spiritual gift, sometimes more than one. And he goes on to say, don't just neglect them, but he says, meditate on these things. Think it over and over and over and over in your mind, in your heart. Reading, your exhortation, your doctrine, the gift that's in you. Meditate on these things. Think on these things. Why? Thinking determines living. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. So make sure that you're thinking and meditating upon these things. Then you'll do the next one. You'll give yourself wholly to them. You'll give yourself wholly to it. You know why? Because you're thinking about it. Before you ever do it, you think it. And so your thinking determines your living. Stretched out above measure. I mean, this will get you out of your comfort zone, my friend. When you decide, I'm not just going to be a Christian, I'm going to be an example Christian. And then he ends up by verse 16 saying, take heed to yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So when I'm giving myself wholly to these, entirely to these things, stretched out above measure, out of my comfort zone Christianity, I'm going to take heed to first myself and then the doctrine. Because I take heed to myself first because what I am may disqualify me from what I say. Continue in them. Stay the same. Don't change. Don't give up. Don't sell out. And knew it, because if you don't, you'll save yourself and them that hear thee. What a blessing. You save yourself and you save others. Oh, my friend, let's be examples of the believer. You're the best Christian somebody knows. You're the only Christian somebody knows. And their whole idea of Christianity and whether they want to be a Christian or not be a Christian is based entirely upon your life. Will you be an example believer in word, in walk, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity? Will you give yourself, will you stretch yourself a little bit? Will you get out of your comfort zone and give yourself to reading and exhortation and doctrine? Not carelessly overlooking the gifts God's given you. Meditate upon them. Think on them. Give yourself wholly to them. And you sure will be happy with the results. Well, that was Paul's instructions to Timothy, and I hope his instructions to us today as well. All right, have a terrific Thursday, everybody, and I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile. smile.